Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJR-FM and HD1 Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeartRadio station.
Meet celebrities from Star Wars, Star Trek, The Walking Dead, X-Files, X-Men, True Blood, and more. It's Comic-Con week on 95.7 KJR. And you can win your way in. Listen weekdays at 12:35 p.m. and 4:35 p.m. for the Comic-Con Cue to Call. Then, be caller 9 at 877-901-0957 for your chance to win tickets to the biggest Emerald City Comic-Con ever. March 1st through 3rd at the Washington State Convention Center. It's Comic-Con week on 95.7 KJR.
Some fan experiences may require an additional charge.
With nearly 90% of Washington dentists, Delta Dental's widest network gives you the most choice to find your favorite dentist. Being in-network is in with Delta Dental.
Greetings, this is Eric Corman from the Bob Rivers Show, and I love Washington wine. March is Washington Wine Month. Come and celebrate with participating restaurants, hotels, wineries, and tasting rooms. Or pick up an award-winning bottle of Washington State wine to enjoy tonight from your neighborhood Total Wine and More.
Happy birthday, buddy.
From the writers of The Hangover.
I can't go out tonight. I have my biggest med school interview ever tomorrow morning.
Jeff Chang, this is your 21st birthday. This is the day you get to tell every bouncer.
21.
Blackjack mother.
Best friends.
She was cute, right?
Yeah, she's cute. She's just not my type.
What is your type?
Girls that want to have sex with me?
Make the worst decisions.
We're going to jail.
I can shake them.
Don't shake them.
Don't shake them.
21 and over. Rated R. Under 17 requires accompanying parent or an adult guardian. Now playing.
Want to know if your coins are worth a fortune? Go to westseattlecoins.com.
You don't need a special occasion to have a special meal, you know, like a juicy steak or seafood from Cold Pacific Waters. This week at QFC, you can save on everything you need to make even a weeknight meal special. Start with certified Angus beef. Right now, get certified Angus beef New York steaks for just $5.99 a pound. For the seafood lover, may we suggest wild-caught halibut or sockeye salmon fillets? They're only $9.99 a pound. And the perfect side for surf or turf is tender asparagus, maybe roasted with a little lemon juice. Bring home fresh asparagus for only $1.88 a pound. Plus, you can save on family favorites like Chobani Greek yogurt. Pick up select varieties and get 10 for just $10. Look for more great meal ideas throughout the store. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
Have you tried the excellent Washington State wines? Get to know the area vineyards and save. Buy six or more bottles of select Washington wines and save 15% at QFC.
No matter where Shannon is, she always picks the slowest line. But because AT&T offers the nation's largest 4G network, she doesn't have to wait while she's waiting. She can stream her favorite shows and download music almost instantly, while the lady in front of her at the grocery store searches for exact change. And if the man in front of her at the airport keeps setting off the metal detector because he has too many fillings, she can use ultra-fast AT&T 4G to play games, chat, and even search the web for advice on how to pick faster lines.
AT&T, rethink possible. AT&T offers the nation's largest 4G network, so you don't have to wait while you're waiting.
Connect any tablet with AT&T, like the Samsung Galaxy Tab 2, and save $100. Visit a store or att.com for details.
4G speeds not available everywhere. Pricing effective 2/15/13 requires new two-year agreement with qualified data or mobile share plan. $100 off non-commitment price of new tablet or $100 bill credit if activating own tablet, subject to change at any time. Additional charges and restrictions apply.
If you're a man who needs to lose up to 30 pounds or more, we have an important free offer for you. Sensa needs you to help us reach our goal of helping men lose 2 million pounds of unwanted weight. That's why we're giving away as many free 30-day trials of Sensa for Men as we can in the next 24 hours. If you're ready to lose weight and help us reach our 2 million pound goal, call for your free trial. But hurry, every 15 seconds, someone says yes to Sensa. So free trials are disappearing fast. To guarantee yours, call now. 1-800-933-1446. In a six-month study, one of the largest of its kind ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. Now, you can too. The demand has been overwhelming. If you want to lose up to 30 pounds or more, call now for your free trial. 1-800-933-1446. Strict limit of one per household. Again, that's 1-800-933-1446. 1-800-933-1446.
The rock and roll icon returns to the concert stage.
Thank you!
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band live. and Roll Never Forgets Tour. With very special guest, Joe Walsh. Friday, March 29th at Tacoma Dome. Tickets on sale now to see Bob Seger. Take those old records on the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Friday, March 29th at Tacoma Dome. Get your tickets right now. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com. All Ticketmaster outlets are charged by phone. 1-800-745-3000. Don't miss Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band with very special guest, Joe Walsh. For more info, go to BobSeger.com. Produced by Live Nation.
Only the Home Depot has Glidden Duo paint starting at only $24.97 a gallon. The latest, boldest colors are coming to walls near you. And because Glidden Duo is paint plus primer, you save time. Bring lighter to the living room, brighter to the kitchen, and better looking to every wall in between. Boring walls can finally be shown the door. Thanks to Glidden Duo paint starting at $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. I'm Danielle. We are seeing some congestion, just a little bit of it, northbound on the Valley Freeway near 15th Street Northwest. Also looks like southbound 405 at 522, some slight crowding. I-5 northbound at I-90, we do have a disabled semi partially blocking the ramp to eastbound I-90, but traffic's getting by on the shoulder there. So all in all, the commute's looking really good. Ever to Seattle, still a speed limit drive.
This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate.
Don't let mayhem leave you stranded. Be protected with Good Hands Roadside Assistance from Allstate. It's free to join and open to everyone. Plus, there are no annual fees, and you only pay when you use it. Register at allstate.com/roadside. Are you in good hands?
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Seven KJR. That's an evening with Yes coming up. They play this weekend in Seattle, performing three albums in their entirety. Closer to the Edge, Yes, and Going for the One. If you haven't yet got tickets, Sunday, March 3rd. The show is at 7 o'clock, doors at 6 at the Moore Theater. We'll give you information on how to get tickets at BobRivers.com. You can purchase by phone, and we're all going to be there because we're all obviously. Good
sure,
friends.
Yeah, and I don't know how I feel about knowing every song that's going to be played, or at least the ones that are guaranteed to be played. Now, maybe there'll be more. I don't know. But I think it's pretty incredible to know that those three albums are going to be played. You're going to hear Perpetual Change. You're going to hear Starship Trooper. You're going to hear Going for the One. You're going to hear Close to the Edge.
But isn't that what people want? A sense of predictability and security and comfort. Like if you open a box of cornflakes, would you be upset if there was Cheerios inside? Of course you would.
No, I kind of like it. I'm just not used to it. I don't know how to feel about that yet. It's almost.
You usually go to a concert and you go, I wonder if you're going to do this song this time.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of like an opera. Maybe we've reached an age of where we're like going to the opera. You know they're going to play.
Yes, it's an opera.
They're going to play Beethoven's Ninth or whatever. You know that going in. That's right. What you bought your ticket for.
Or as they call it, Anderson's Fourth.
Right, yes. Right. It's just a different way of doing things. I kind of like it.
That's this Sunday. I'm looking forward to it. I don't usually go out on a school night, but.
It's a busy weekend in Seattle. So much going on.
Yeah, what else is happening?
You got your Comic-Con. You got your Winter
Comic-Con is like crazy all weekend.
Yeah,
like
that's huge.
Gazillion people.
Yeah.
in Klingon costumes to send on our city.
Yep, you got Wintergrass over in Bellevue. Sounders are opening this weekend.
Wintergrass is a huge bluegrass festival.
From all over the world, people are coming? I mean, the performers and the fans are coming?
It is one of the biggest put on anywhere in the country. It was in Tacoma for many years, and they moved it over to Bellevue a couple years ago.
Can you imagine if some bluegrass people and some Comic-Con people got mixed up and they went to the opposite place?
Wrong hotels?
You show up in a Starship the Commander uniform, and there's pickled okra suburb.
Here we are.
I think we're on another planet, Captain. All right, good morning, everybody. It's 12 past 6. I hope you're enjoying the fact that it's Friday. Looking forward to a nice weekend. The weather, well, it is the time of year where it's due to be moist, but we're expected to have this huge warming trend. Temperatures could get in the 60s later today, which for this time of year is nice and refreshing. I don't expect it'll be particularly dry, but the showers are supposed to taper off.
Taper off in the afternoon and throughout the night and probably come back about afternoon tomorrow.
Right. But still, enjoyable. I'm planning gardening, and like my bee nut friend has already called me, and he's freaking out about bee season coming. Those little early hints of spring chores. We're thinking of how we're going to rototill the garden.
I'm probably going to bring something horrible down on all of us by saying the following thing, but if it's spring, then we had the mildest winter ever on record. We must have.
Yeah, we could still get a little snow dump anytime up until early April, but even if we did, it would be wet snow and it wouldn't stand a chance.
I didn't even use my heavy jacket once.
Yeah.
Did anybody use their heavy jacket? The black one I'm talking about?
I've been in short sleeves all winter.
That's crazy.
I went to Eastern Washington and did some skiing, and but that was the only time I saw snow.
Nuts.
The only time.
We're lucky.
Yeah, it a really great mild one. I'm all for global warming. Who's here for global warming?
Here.
More hairspray.
In the spring, yes. Talk to me in the summer. We'll see.
Don't say anything to the polar bears either, because they're getting very upset.
But I know that it's all done as far as winter.
Sure.
I walked out this morning, and they were there.
There's a sign of spring?
Definite sign of spring staring me in the face.
Raccoons again?
No, not raccoons. And I don't even know what these are, but when they pop up, they know everything's cool from here on out.
And what is it?
It's little purple flowers, like a little wildflower that lives in front of my house. It's nothing I planted there, so I don't even know what they are, but I do know.
And it's not psychedelic.
No, it's
not. Or you would know what it
is. Chewing on it in the front lawn.
Not
right
at all
now.
Psychedelic, yeah. But I know when they come up, the weeds are about to follow them. The grass is about to start growing. They're like the bravest of the things in my yard, the first things to raise their heads.
Is that the crocus?
I don't know what it is. It's a little purple flower. Looks kind of like a wildflower. I would say a violet in color, but I don't think it's a violet per se. But they weren't there yesterday, and they're there this morning. So they must know it's going to be a nice day to be out today.
What other signs do you see? You're like a witch, Dr. Joe.
Well, yeah, the seasons are...
I see the purple flower.
The seasons are constantly evolving. I mean, I've noticed...
Really?
Yeah. I've noticed less desperation in the animals my wife feeds lately. You know, the squirrels.
In December, they're desperate.
Yeah, yeah.
In January, they're basically...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They got little cups out front. Help here, buddy.
Even animals that we don't like will start to hover around.
What are the animals you don't like?
I like crows, you know.
You don't like crows?
No, but all of a sudden there will be crows sitting on my... I've got a deck.
A crow perch.
It's not a crow perch. It's a deck, but they make it into a perch, and they will sit and look at me through the sliding glass door in our kitchen because they see me in there eating food.
What do they think you are? Their big screen entertainment?
Well, I think I'm their chef is what they're hoping I am. They're hoping I'll, throw something their way.
Mm. And do you? You must, or they wouldn't sit on your deck.
Well, they get, yeah. See, they that's the thing. Kelly, and I know this is terrible.
Someone is weak and feeds the crows.
Yeah, no.
Then they come back.
Someone is weak and feeds the squirrels, and the squirrels, if they aren't quick enough, the crows will get it. And I know people write me every time, and they call, and they say...
Every time what? You've talked about this before?
Every time I mention that we feed wild animals, that's a big politically...
It's a huge no-no. It's not just politically a no-no. It's illegal in some cases.
Yeah, well, I don't know about the legalities, but...
Well, I do.
Everybody scolds you and tells you that, you know, this is bad for the animals, it's bad for the humans, it's just you don't mix wild.
It's bad for teenagers, feeding them.
Sure, yeah, is.
It's
bad they keep coming teenagers. Back.
Then they don't 20. Go out and get food on their own.
Yeah. Speaking of teenagers, mine would really impress me yesterday with her eating. She choked down what Mama cooked for dinner. We all ate the same thing. That's a big deal in our house.
That you all, yeah, you're going to eat what we eat.
Yeah.
And no matter how horrible it is.
Mama put down the gauntlet on that, and she sat there and ate every bite.
What was it?
She confessed to
squirrel.
Me. I shouldn't
it was
say
squirrel
that.
And crow. No. It's a squirrel-crow casserole.
It was an awesome steak. An awesome.
So would, now this is, oh man, I hate this. Would Emily normally not be interested in a steak?
No, she's not really that much into red meat. She's mostly.
Well, that's kind of healthy. So what you really mean to say is, we finally got our daughter to choke down some bad food that's not good for her yesterday. It's about time.
No, this was really good food. It was a
special at the market, half yeah. horse, half cow.
But if someone
cow.
Doesn't want to eat red meat, I wouldn't encourage them to eat more red meat, would you?
Well, not all the time, but is a little here and there. It was a lean cut. What's the cut? They call it the flat iron.
Yeah.
It was a flat iron steak.
And her palate is so limited that eating anything,
anything different
is
better for her.
She could be iron deficient because she doesn't get a lot of
right.
red meat.
Yeah, flat iron steak marinated in a Colby marinade with baby carrots and broccoli doused in honey mustard. I mean, it was a good thing, you know. And I shouldn't say this, but she did secretly admit to me that it was pretty good, you know.
She liked it.
She liked it. Yeah. And she—I don't know if she'll tell Mama that or not. But
is that why do they withhold that information? I need to get ready for this because that's going to
annoy
me.
Because you can use it as leverage against a kid. If children let you know that you won in any emotional battle, they feel that you will now use that weapon on them again.
Oh, I see. So if yeah. I make a delicious dinner, I'm not going to hear "Thank you, that was delicious." Because,
no.
Because oh.
you'll say you liked it last time.
Sucks.
You got to look two moves down the road with a teenager.
It depends, because you're early enough. You can still set the standards. You said that Joshua likes to eat
oh, that kid's
a lot
an eater,
of
yeah.
good food, right?
Yeah,
he likes vegetables. He likes salmon, you said.
Yeah, he eats whatever.
Yeah, as long as you keep him on that path. Because one day he's going to say, you know, I'd prefer a chicken nugget or something. And then you're going to have to decide.
Yeah.
Do you want to make him happy, which I know is the reason you live and walk this earth, is to make him happy.
He's pretty cute.
Are you going to put your foot down and say, no, we're not having chicken nuggets tonight, honey. We're having mama's salmon.
For the first 12 years of Emily's life, she thought chickens were breaded and shaped like dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So as long as you stick, you know, to your guns.
Stick to it.
And keep just one meal coming. But we did the separate meal for so many years, it's hard to get
you
back.
You did a separate meal for her?
Yeah.
By the way,
we aren't the only ones. We feed wild animals yeah. and we do separate meals for our kid. You know, I admit it, we're flawed people. We're flawed humans.
Did you think
house.
I was about to attack you?
No, I know there's people out there going, listen to
no,
this.
No, it's not
guy.
You. It's the text message.
Yeah,
about
there
to.
Are people that will, because those are both two things.
Yeah, don't
you
feel bad.
Do.
You know, here's the thing. I know I'm opinionated sometimes, but don't care what I say unless you care. If you care, that's a choice you make.
No, I'm not just thinking about you. I'm thinking about society.
Well,
in
I
general.
Think it's all about me.
Well, you're the direct. You give me the most direct shot.
By the way, before we get off the subject of what goes on at Joe's house, text messages are saying those are crocuses.
They are,
in fact, crocuses. Yeah.
The purple flowers that come up right now.
They're beautiful.
Are crocuses occurring in nature, or are they planted by some previous owner of Joe's house?
Both.
So it's probably a seed that just spread from somewhere, I would think.
Yeah. I'm bumming I missed the garden show that was last weekend. It ended Sunday, and
right.
I got out there, and they had built a huge little hobbit hole and stuff. And
seriously?
Yeah, they built this whole hobbit New Zealand garden.
I didn't hear about that either. I'd love to see
I
that.
I saw the publicity just as it was almost over. And to me, that's cooler, obviously, now than the home show, because planting is more fun than shoving stuff in your house. And
well, if you want to see hobbit stuff, you can come to Comic-Con. There'll be some freak wads running around
down
there.
Oh, God, there will be hobbits, yeah.
I'm going to be looking at intergalactic sex kittens all weekend. It's going to be great.
What are those now?
Women, fans of comic book and the fantasy or adventure genres, vampires, whatnots. And Comic-Con's
and
all
they
about,
dress up for this
oh,
event?
Comic-Con is all about getting your weird on.
So
it on your
is
gear.
It like, when you say that, I think like, jet black hair and sort of Elvira looking.
No. Well, I won't
bit of
say
everything.
I won't say those won't be there.
Oh.
But you'll see women in leather and metal and fur and antenna and antler.
And
women,
that's just me.
Women with antenna? My wife has antenna, I swear, but they're invisible.
You will see whatever has piqued somebody's curiosity and imagination throughout their entire life. This is the weekend of laser focusing. Yeah, coming to meet your heroes.
Now you're not doing any special dressing up because you already look weird.
We want to do something. I'll tell you what I am doing. Here's what I did last night. Last night I got to meet Adam West and Burt Ward last night, and we'll have both those gentlemen on the show today because Batman is coming.
Now, how did you meet them last night? Was it a panel or something that you were hosting?
The good folks at Comic Con, you know Jim Dimonakis, the guy who put together Comic Con. He arranged last night for a screening of the 1966 Batman movie at the Cinerama.
And you look like the Penguin with an assorted
thank you.
Beard.
Thank you.
That's was that supposed to be Penguin?
That's what I went for, yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
So that we
glad
had
I got something close.
We had a little Q&A last night.
You look good, though. You look really good in a suit like that.
I felt great.
And a top hat. The more you could stretch yourself out vertically, the better.
I know.
You
isn't
look.
That funny how that worked? Sold out Cinerama last night for this movie screening. And, you know, when you've...
But just tell me, just get right to how is Burt Ward?
Burt Ward is a great guy, and there's some things I learned.
See how the tone of his voice changed? Well, he's
Burt Ward could wear taller
God
hats. Should
God
I say that?
He should wear a tall hat.
Yeah. You know, Burt looks like he did Batman 50 years ago, because he did. He was the boy wonder half a century ago, whereas Adam West is a freak of nature. Adam West is 85 years old and still an everyday working voice actor.
Right.
He's the mayor of Quahog on the Family Guy show, and he is still. I have never seen anybody so quick.
Would you like to still be vital in your career at 85?
Oh God, yeah.
You like too.
Hilarious morning radio coming from the old lady down the hall.
Yeah,
absolutely.
How about you, Joe?
I want to be vital. I don't know about this career.
Yeah,
business.
Screw this work thing.
Well, I mean, I would still 85. I think that's.
I wonder how many people listening right now, no matter what you do for a living. Picture yourself at 85, like Adam West, going to work every day and still being like one of the cool guys who does it.
If you could have felt literally the palpable love and appreciation from this crowd for Adam West and Burt Ward last night, it's like he's sucking the blood out of these people. That's why he still stays young.
Rob was there. Rob, you were there?
I was there. It was great. Spike did a fantastic job. Good job, brother.
Thank you, my friend.
What was your job to do?
Well, I was just your master of ceremonies. I was, you know.
You're a host.
Yeah. John Hopperstad from Q13 hosted the Q&A for about 20 minutes before they showed the screening of the show last night. And just getting to see all the fans down there and meet those guys was a pretty great moment.
Neat.
And I have to say, though, Spike, you know, me and my kid, we walked right up to you, turned around and walked away. I didn't even recognize you.
Well, I clean up nice. If you had seen me in court before, you'd have known that's what I can look like at times.
I didn't know that was you until they announced you and you walked up and said, oh my God, that was Spike. I walked right up to him.
Now, was your kid the young gentleman to come up and ask me if I was the original Penguin from the 1966 television series?
I swear to God,
this
someone
kid,
did actually say
someone
that.
Kid comes up, are you the real Penguin? Well, Timmy. He'd have been 105 right now, but
I don't
thanks.
Know if you want to look like the old Penguin. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Rob. So, Comic-Con all weekend. Wintergrass Festival, the Bluegrass Festival. And yes, on Sunday. On the show today, lots to do. There's no Pope right now. I woke up this morning. I was like, oh my God, there's no Pope.
Did you feel unguided as a
Catholic? The Pope is always about pomp and circumstance and ceremony. And when they put a ribbon on the front door of the Pope headquarters, the Pope, you know, living quarters, like sealed it with a ribbon, like in a hotel when you come into the bathroom and you know that the toilet seat has been
sanitized.
Cleaned. It has been completely sanitized. I felt something. It was like, oh, wow, there is no Pope in there right now. And his Twitter account says something like, you know, vacant seat, no Pope, nobody twittering. It's being played up by the media that there is no Pope right now. First time in 600 years.
I wish I'd have followed this guy a little closer. In the last couple of weeks, I've gotten to see, you know, they've done this kind of retrospective on Benedict XVI. I've never seen a pope in a white tuxedo. I mean, you see this guy, I've seen tape
he's
of this
very
guy.
White.
No, I mean, he's not just in your basic pope robes and whatever frock, whatever they usually wear. This guy's got a white lapelled Versace tuxedo on.
I noticed that a little bit too, that his dress is extremely formalized. It's not just
right.
robes.
He's
which
got
is
those,
what you think.
Those red Prada loafers he pops
what
around
is it
town
about,
in.
What is it about those shoes? Because he could click his heels and say there's no place like Rome if he ever gets lost.
Or
it was a John Stewart joke, but I saw the shoes and those were his real shoes.
Yeah, that's what he's sported around in. And
I don't know. The other thing I noticed is they were doing the thing where as the cardinals come up to kneel, they were showing you each face and saying this could be the next pope. And I guess my whole lifetime, the pope has always been frail looking. And by frail, I guess I don't mean frail, but always slender and always white hair. So when they showed popes with like a bald spot, I was like, he can never be pope. He's got a bald spot. He's not going to look like a pope.
He's too fat to be pope.
And too fat to be pope. I confess, I did think that too. Although I don't mean it like in a bad way. But I was like, does that fit the mold of pope? And then they showed the one dude, I think he's from South America someplace. Was it Peru?
Brazil.
He's got jet black hair. He's got bobblehead doll black hair. And I said, no, you can't be the pope with black. A black hair pope would freak us out.
Is he young? Are any of these guys younger?
Well, they're all younger than the guy who can barely stand.
Sure.
But I don't know. And then there's another thing I was wondering about that. Like the presidency, does the pope age you super quickly? Like as soon as you find out what everybody's sins are, you go, holy cow, and your hair freaks out and you get really skinny.
It'd be kind of cool to have a young, snazzy JFK kind of pope.
Well, this guy would be that. You know about
these
him?
These guys are 60-something, around the 60s. I mean, compared to the pope, that's very young. But it's like 60, I think it's 62, 65,
right.
Around that age.
And Benedict's pope, 85, right?
And a popes seem to always live long, don't they?
Well, because it's God taking care of them.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. And also the best medicine and the best food and the best everything.
Right.
And shoes, magic shoes.
Magic shoes, man. Your feet are happy, everybody's happy.
I don't think the pope ages you like the presidency ages you, because there's a lot of differences.
What are the differences?
Well, mostly...
Joe will now highlight the differences between being... I love that you've researched this. Between being president of the United States and being pope. Pedro, do you have some music? Here we go.
6 days off a week, most weeks.
Is that for the president?
Well, no, that's for the pope.
Oh, okay, for the pope.
You don't have to go carousing with Tiger
Woods.
They
expect one good mass out of him a week, although he will travel, but when he travels...
So you think the rest of those days are his days off?
Well, they're not as...
You don't think, like, knowing 8 languages and dealing with people all over the world...
Well, it's not like he has to write anything down. It's all been written. Everything he says has already been written.
He just sits around and watches Cocoon and Flashdance.
Yeah.
But, all right, number one, well, one day a week.
Well, I really only have a couple, but the biggest difference, and this is true, is when you're the pope, there's no stress because everybody is agreeing with you. Everybody that comes around wants to kiss your ring or just get a little piece.
Bow before you.
Yeah, they just want to get a little rub on you or whatever, but nobody's going in there saying, you know,
let me give the pope a piece of my mind.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Get off your, you know, do something about this bill. And you know,
I wonder about that, because the pope did say that the church sex abuse scandals weighed on him heavily. And, you know, although I think what Joe is saying is right, people do tend to kiss the popes, whatever part of them they want to kiss. But I also think it must have been really stressful to have to pour through all of those reports cover-ups and things like that.
But I don't think the pope actually saw too much of that. I think you got guys underneath him that are pouring over those reports going, which one of you wants to go up there and tell him we've got a little bit of an issue and try to make it sound not so bad?
You don't think the pope was like Paterno? Like, you don't think he saw it?
I don't think the pope stayed up late at night looking at depositions from people who...
This pope, this pope particular, was the guy who took every bad file in the world
before he was
before
Pope.
He became Pope.
Yeah,
so
see?
That was in there. Those demons were in there for him. He knew everything.
He knew what was going on. Yeah.
Right. But then when he became Pope,
he just blissfully became ignorant of it. In Joe's mind.
It's the hat. There's another guy to do that.
Let me give you this horrible file stuff.
He was that guy for John Paul.
Do you have one more?
Those are the two main ones. Okay. Well, you never have to worry about what you're going to wear. I mean, even though, I mean, I think you're always, you know, there's people to dress you and stuff when you're the Pope.
And there's no teenage daughters. And it might be just this president. But this Pope, no Pope has teenage daughters to worry about.
I'm sorry to say this. I'm a Catholic and I respect the Pope. Joe, do you know that he has to deal with the lost souls of every Catholic person in the world that relies on him to communicate with God? You know how stressful that is?
But is there like, is there ever a vote or any, okay, I found three today. See, with the president, it's all in numbers.
Yeah, it's a numbers game.
Yeah, with the Pope, that's vague. I deal with the lost souls.
President lives or dies, you know, has to get reelected.
Yeah, you've been dealing with lost souls? Let's see the paper trail.
Yeah,
how many?
Yeah, I'm just talking.
Were they white? Were they black?
I'm
was
not
it
saying
women?
It's not an important job, Pedro. I'm just saying from a stress and aging you level, I think the presidency ages you much quicker.
6:32. So Macklemore is number two on the Billboard Hot 100 this week, and a song edged it out for number one. But I don't know how many of you know this. They've changed the way they do the charts now. This is sort of something I know a little bit about, having had records on the charts, small records, and not very high on the charts over the years. But I've actually had songs in the Billboard Top 20 new releases. I've had albums in at the top of the Christmas charts.
Is that when you were with Huey Lewis in the News?
It was when I was with, no. It's the Twisted Christmas stuff that we folks did many years ago, back when the record companies would be like, yeah, let's have some parody songs. So the way they come up with those charts is they use a thing called SoundScan. SoundScan is when you buy a record at the... Be prepared with the laugh track, Pedro. At the record store, you know, remember record stores?
Yeah.
Record stores. You buy something at the record store and they scan it and it goes into this computer database. And that's how they actually, it was a while before they came up with this system, because before they used to just have a guy tell Guido, and Guido would sometimes tell Mal and Stahl, and eventually some people would say that they might have sold some of your records. So they just did something new to the record business. They started having YouTube be considered for the charts.
Wait a minute. Just to click on a view of a YouTube of a song?
Right. They started... Do you know about this, Pedro?
Yeah, but not only the click on a song, it's the use of any song. I mean, if you post a video with that song as a background or used it, it counts.
Right. So YouTube usage of a song, and I don't know why this should, because it's not someone buying the song.
Right. There's no benefit to the artist. There's no investment from me as a fan.
But to the Billboard Hot 100, and remember, Billboard went bankrupt, and it was sold to somebody else, and it's a shadow. It's like Hostess Twinkie. Someone's going to own the name Twinkie. Did you hear they're having that auction?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Someone bought Wonder Bread.
Right.
They're going to buy Twinkie. So the Billboard Hot 100 is like an old thing that Casey Kasem used to say. But now they're fearing irrelevance. So they have decided to count YouTube views. And as soon as they did that, what's the name of this song that's number one now?
Con los terroristas.
It's called the Harlem Shake. Yeah. It went from nowhere to being the number one song. Is it like Gangnam Style?
Yeah,
I guess. It's a dance, yeah.
And there's 100 different videos of, you know, an Office or the Daily Show doing the Harlem Shake. So every time one of these clam dip crews get together and make their own little Office shake of your kid's eighth grade or first grade class, that helps this song beat out Thrift Shop.
In other words, it's a viral promotion social network video that made a song number one. Now, I don't think the song's that good, but again, maybe I have to hear it a few more times. And it's also not my genre.
All you need to know about it without having to watch any of those 100 videos, is that to do the Harlem Shake properly, there's a bunch of people sitting around. One person starts dancing when that first portion of music comes up. Just one person.
One person has to be the first.
Here's they start dancing. Everyone pretends like they're not looking and they don't see the person. The person's dancing, doing some dumb dance, maybe wearing a hat or a helmet or chicken head or whatever. And they're just kind of doing a silly dance. And then when this music busts out, everybody's dancing.
It sounds like a bug zapper. It sounds like one of those machines in your backyard.
Well, it's fun to do and it's fun to watch. It's a silly meme that's just been like that caught on so hard because you don't have to be a good dancer or do anything specific. You have to just kind of do your own thing, whether that be humping a mannequin or wearing a tiara and jumping up and down.
It's like a random thing where a bunch of people are moving in different directions.
Yes.
Which is cool. I mean, it's a cool promotion. Were you aware of the song before they changed the charts to include YouTube? Like, you were aware of it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay. How did you find out about it? Did people Facebook it to you?
Oh, well, you know, I watch the same trends that Pedro watches. So you see these things pop up all over, and then all of a sudden there's 100 videos coming up, and then the Today Show's doing it.
Right. And this is why, by the way, this is why Billboard decided, holy cow, we're missing trends. We have, if we're going to be a chart of what's hot and happening, we have to count YouTube. Or we're going to be like your brick phone. We're going to be like your old BlackBerry. We didn't keep up with the way tastes are changing. People like Pedro and people like Jody are looking at different charts. They don't go, I can't wait to see what's on the Billboard Hot 100. For her, the Billboard Hot 100 would be like going to the grain and feed.
I do like good grain.
Yeah, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a store that your grandfather went to,
right,
not
it's
you.
Telling me something I already know also.
Yeah. So interesting. Where's this video from? Do you know? Where is it? The other one was North Korea or South Korea?
They're all over the place. Miami Heat just did one. Schools are doing them.
But I mean, the person who did the song.
Was that a New York song?
Oh, that's a good question.
Harlem Shake. Pedro, do you know?
Yeah, well, actually, it started like 4 weeks ago. There was a bunch of guys just sitting there that did the first video. And it took off. It was probably one of the fastest things ever. And now it died already. It's too old.
It's old already because I just found it. As soon as I find it.
As soon as Bob knows
it's done.
Seriously, it's too old.
But who is getting royalties for the song, or is anybody getting paid?
Yeah, the artist is called Bauer. B-A-A-U-E-R. Right. Bauer.
Let's see if we get Bauer on the phone, especially since his career's washed up this morning.
You know who's not thrilled about the Harlem Shake?
Harlem?
The Federal Aviation Administration. They had a Harlem Shake breakout mid-flight.
I heard about this. Guy filmed a video on a plane.
Yeah, they're investigating to see if...
You could have the poor woman going, please take your seats. We have not come to a complete stop.
Well, they may be fine, but it was a Frontier Airlines flight, and they're wondering if any safety violations were... Because you're not supposed to have many people in an aisle of an airplane these days. I mean... You know, if you get up, go to the bathroom, there's one too many people, they will tell you to go back to your seat.
Right. They don't want you to be. It's security concern.
Right. Yeah.
Well, this was members of the Colorado College Ultimate Frisbee Team. So get the stereotype in your head appropriately who we're dealing with. And they're, like Joe said, they're just doing due diligence and confirming that the students didn't interfere with the flight crew to make the video. Which, by the way, is hilarious. And we should post it at bobrivers.com.
This is another thing that YouTube causes. Unlicensed videos with no permit to shoot in places all over the world, but tough.
I mean, like flash mobbing type people who just break out in song and dance?
Yeah, tough. 6:39, coming up on the show, we're going to speak to a Navy SEAL, star of Act of Valor, Rourke Denver. There's a big Joint Base Lewis McChord event tomorrow, noon to 2, promoting his book, Damn Few, Making the Modern SEAL Warrior. He's going to be here in person.
Hardcore, scary dude.
What do you mean hardcore scary?
Well, I mean just in this intense. I mean the epitome of intense.
Does he scare you or make you feel secure?
He makes me, I'm glad he's on our side. I mean, I read a little of his book. He spent 14 years on missions, and then he spent the last 4 years as like the head SEAL training SEALs.
Yes, Christy, what did you want to say?
Good morning. I was just mentioning that Spike was talking about how the Harlem Shake replaced Macklemore's Thrift Shop is number one, and it's just a different shift in how music trends these days. So because, for example, Thrift Shop would not have been number one without social media, because Macklemore started his entire career from that avenue.
You're right. And you're right. All the biggest stuff now has a social media component, but the Harlem Shake is 100% social media. It does not have any of the older style media, which is record sales, backing it up.
And that's true. I actually listened to an NPR segment on this, but so Psy, who ended up, you know, with Gangnam Style, ended up shifting from YouTube. He would not have been the number one that he was without beginning on social media. So
that's right.
The NPR was noticing that there's a shift from where music originates these days, and they wanted to incorporate that.
And by the way, they get it right. That's exactly correct. Because last week, Macklemore was number one for record sales, and that made them number one on the charts. And this week, since it isn't about record sales, the Harlem Shake came out of nowhere and is number one based on popularity. But Macklemore is still number two, which means that they cross over. They have record sales. They have traditional media as well as new media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he wouldn't have had the avenue to get the record sales to where he is had he not begun on social media.
Yeah, and I think that applies to every single artist out there now. If you're an artist and you think that you can get signed by some record company and some record company promo guy is going to go to some radio station and meet some music director and sit in his office and say, you got to hear this new Jerry Rafferty record. That's how it used to happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Dude, it happens. I see the guys from Kiss and Cube sitting there every week.
Oh, believe me, they're still working.
Yeah, they're working.
But they're only one way in.
Now your best portfolio is to put a video and say, look, I've had 2 million people see this song and I haven't sold it to anybody yet. How are you going
to like to be the first
how
radio
are you going
to
help me
play
make
it?
This available for sale?
But now our radio stations have to play it so they don't get left behind, not so they can set the trend, sadly.
True.
Christy, thanks for listening to NPR for us.
What are they saying now? Yeah.
Let us know anything good they do. You just bring it here. I appreciate it.
Oh, I will.
All right, bye. Yes, Pedro.
Just to kill this subject, remember that yesterday we talked about the screaming goats and we played a couple of clips. Well, there's a new trend that just showed up yesterday and in one day got 750,000 hits. This is not a goat. This is singing with a paper towel dispenser.
Singing with a paper towel dispenser.
So this is
rising up that Casey Kasem's paper towel dispenser chart.
Elmer Wood with an empty paper tube.
Here
it comes. It's called.
I knew you were trouble when you walked in.
Wait a minute, is that a goat through a tube?
No. Paper towel.
In the bathroom. Not a rolled tube. A paper towel dispenser like in the bathroom where
an
you wave your hand
one?
In it. You know the thing about
it? I have no idea. It just sounded like the goat to me.
It's in the bathroom here where you put your hand in front of it and it automatically spits out a paper towel.
Yes, I know that.
So
that
was that
sound?
I was wrong with the tube.
Yeah.
I was old school with the
but
tube.
That's, wait a minute.
That's the sound. Yeah.
But that was derivative of the goat.
Yeah.
They do it with the video, so it is that sound. So anyhow, that's a new thing. Today's going to die tomorrow, bro.
Okay. Moving on. Navy SEAL coming up at 7:40. Is it true that Dennis Rodman is our new ambassador to North Korea? Yes. Yesterday, Dennis Rodman, tell me how you think about this, Spike, declared his eternal friendship with North Korea's supreme leader Thursday. Is that detente or is that traitordom? Is he the modern-day Jane Fonda?
No. He's there on a goodwill ambassador mission to spread the benefits of a free society to the citizenship of
North
Korea.
To the most evil dictator on the planet.
Well, you know the story. We talked about this. Kim Jong-un went to school in Chicago.
Right.
And that's how he got his education on, because there ain't a lot of big higher learning opportunities in North Korea. And he's bringing the Harlem Globetrotters, three of the Harlem Globetrotters, and Dennis Rodman.
So you're totally for this?
Yeah. If he doesn't, as long as he doesn't denounce the evil totalitarian U.S. government.
Threatening us with nukes and saying that he wants to blow things up, right?
He wasn't threatening us. He's just testing. Just a little testing.
A little testing, one, two, three.
Looked like he has two friends for life, apparently.
Yeah. So you're Kim Jong-un's friend for life, too?
No,
you
I'm
come
not.
Out and say,
no.
Why won't you, you coward?
Because I don't like the guy and the way he treats his people.
Well, pivot on that one.
Pioneers take arrows. Yeah. And Dennis Rodman is a pioneer.
I think this is great because this will save us a lot of money on an early missile warning system. If this guy loves Dennis Rodman so much,
LA is protected.
Well, he's not going to let the nukes fly without calling Dennis first. So, you know, I think that's the way it'll work. Dennis Rodman didn't do this for out of patriotism.
He did it for PR for his own people.
And
it's
for
his
money.
Own video.
HBO is filming this.
Well, we need to watch out because I've been watching Homeland, and we need to make sure that he doesn't come back turned.
That's right. Dennis Rodman is now a North Korea operative.
His mind is weak.
He's going to lose all the bling and designer wear for gray wolf, you know, garb.
Do you ever watch Homeland?
I haven't watched Homeland.
Oh, you'd like it.
I know I would.
I at first didn't like it because I thought, this is preposterous. How could someone in the highest levels of the CIA be having an affair? They never would.
Wait a minute. Then the evening news came on.
And then the evening news came on and Petraeus was banging his biographer, who was sitting right in our chair here.
I'm just saying, it's pretty much a full exact model. Rodman's lonely. He's been by himself in solitary
He's
confinement
washed
for the last
up.
Couple of years.
His days have passed.
Kim Jong-un's going to show him love and interest and make him feel relevant, and he's going to come back.
So is Kim Jong-un Claire Danes in this or Damian Lewis
right,
in this?
Right, right.
Nobody's Claire Danes in this.
Okay.
When we asked Detlef Schrempf about this yesterday, he did move on quickly from the topic.
Yes, he did.
Because he knew Dennis Rodman real
Dennis
well.
Dennis Rodman is, if there were 400 NBA players to pick from to be an ambassador of what is America, Dennis would be in the...
He'd be number 401.
But
390s at least.
Dude, Rodman's sitting around, like, looking for little nubs of cigarettes that he can light and take one more puff of. Like, yes! He's eating Frosted Flakes and
dry.
Just, like, playing Xbox by himself. He's doing nothing. So when North Korea called and they were like, we're your number one fan, please come to North Korea and we're going to host you. He could not pack his duffel bag fast enough.
The photos of this event were published online by Vice magazine, which doesn't sound like a high-class operation. I don't know what it is.
That's the film company, too, that is going to be doing these documentaries. Yeah. They will air on HBO.
They had a game with some Harlem Globetrotters, who are great people, and members of North Korea's Dream Team. The final score was a 110-110 tie, which tells me... Yeah, duh.
The dream is
it was a 110-110 tie.
The Harlem Globetrotters always win, except
you want to go home.
Dennis, you're going to North Korea. You will not beat Kim Jong Un. Okay, he doesn't like it when people beat him. Isn't that right, Eric?
Oh, it's very true. By the way, I'm looking at Celebrity Net Worth, and according to them, Dennis Rodman is $1 million in debt right now.
That's what I'm talking about. He's sitting around smoking, like, you know when you go through the ashtray looking for cigarettes that have one more puff in them?
Years and years ago, I knew that, yeah.
He's got dirt under his fingernails from 4 years ago. The man's not doing well.
There's heightened tension between the United States. You were kidding, right? You don't really support this. Between the United States and North Korea. The pursuit of the nuclear program is the biggest deal. And just days ago, North Korea threatened miserable destruction of South Korea.
I do support this. I wasn't kidding. I mean, it's not just Dennis Rodman. Here's members of the Harlem Globetrotters who are an amazingly positive and successful organization.
They have
total credit. They do nothing but great work for the Harlem Globetrotters. So if it's the Harlem Globetrotters and Dennis Rodman and HBO's filming this, there's not a lot of downside to this.
North Korea's official news agency reported that Rodman's delegation, again, a guy who's $1 million in debt.
It's him and a stripper.
Showing up in a foreign country with a delegation.
Yeah.
Seems like a sham to me.
Well, it's usually a posse when you go, now it's a delegation.
It's a delegation.
Yeah. It's him, his unemployed neighbor, and a stripper named Crystal. Well, that's it. Crystal. I guarantee it.
It is odd that this guy's been in power now for, almost 2 years since his father passed. And this is the highest powered.
Well,
this is the first American he's met, you know? I mean,
dude, I just think you don't know that much about this yet, but I'm not with you because they went and paid tribute to Kim Jong-il in where his body lies entombed.
Didn't Bill Richardson, former governor of New Mexico, go to North Korea not too long ago and meet with Kim Jong-un?
Did he go to the Kim Jong-il tomb, and did he pledge his eternal friendship?
Wasn't there an HBO film crew with these guys? Wasn't this all some big Gather B-roll for Dennis Rodman's reality HBO special?
You know what? I'm starting to like reality TV better. He should go come back and do some horrible reality show instead. But you're right. This is reality TV. According to Human Rights Watch, hundreds of thousands of people are still enslaved in prison camps in North Korea, notorious for horrific living conditions and abuse. Malnutrition is rampant throughout the country.
And isn't the media the best thing these people have going for them?
I've heard that argument. You may be right. I don't know.
I mean, if HBO's cameras catch a whiff of some of this, I mean, and you won't see.
But here you are sitting here, and you won't swear your friendship for life to Kim Jong-un.
No, I won't.
Right.
No, I won't. Maybe if it was my only way out of the country over there, I may.
Texters say that the Vice YouTube channel has some really amazing documentaries on very interesting topics.
The best part is when he invited Kim Jong-un to come to America.
Yeah.
He's got a belly laugh. It's like, yeah, right? Yeah.
That's funny. Yes, Eric.
Well, the question here is whether or not the people of North Korea can see the media that we're seeing. Because right now, it's a complete clampdown on what the North Korean folks can see. So that's 24 million people. If they knew what was going on throughout their country compared to the rest of the world, then things would change.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I agree. Of course. But if more Americans become aware of just how crappy it is for those people, maybe that's what it would take to get the ball moving.
Dennis Rodman, Kim Jong-un, best friendship, brought to you by Safeway.
6:52. When we come back, it's Girl Scout cookie time. Girls will be selling them in front of stores, going door to door, at their parents' work and at school. But there's one place where Girl Scouts are forbidden to sell cookies. They are forbidden to sell cookies where?
By the organization itself.
To gays?
No,
that's the Boy Scouts.
Gays love cookies.
Yeah, I know. Boy Scouts, by the way, reversed that ban, right? Didn't I hear the other day they finally caved?
I think what they did was kicked the can down the road on that one.
No,
until the Boy Scouts annual meeting in May.
Oh, I thought they actually changed their mind. All right. So Girl Scout cookies.
Is it outside the Keebler tree? Directly outside that tree?
No.
Okay.
One place the Girl Scouts are forbidden to sell the cookies. First person with the correct answer gets a prize. 877-901-0957.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, northbound on the Valley Freeway at 15th Street Northwest. Just cleared up an accident, but things are a little bit slow there as you approach that interchange. Southbound I-5 getting busier from 44th and Linwood down into the north end of Shoreline. It looks like your Everett to Seattle drive right now taking you about 42 minutes. Northbound 405 through the S-curves is slow and still dealing with that stalled partial semi. I-5 northbound at I-90, partially blocking the eastbound ramp to I-90.
This traffic report is brought to you by Money Tree.
Money Tree makes cashing my checks easy and affordable, especially at tax time. I can cash my tax refund check for only 1%. Plus, they'll give me a prepaid debit card if I load part of my refund onto the card. When I want my money now, Money Tree's the answer.
Money Tree, money in time.
March Madness is in full swing at Muckleshoot Casino, and their meal deals are always a slam dunk. Throughout the month of March, you can celebrate the top of the morning at the Coyava Grill, where they feature a traditional Irish fry-up breakfast for just $5.95. Enjoy Irish bacon, sausage, potatoes O'Brien, and your choice of eggs served daily from 6 to 10 a.m. For a really quick bite, check out the Barista or Sweet Shop for a fresh traditional donut and medium coffee, only $1 every Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 a.m. BSB is the place to be for burgers, spirits, and beer, so take advantage of the $14.95 March Madness party meal. Enjoy a half dozen gourmet sliders, a bucket of fries, and a pitcher of domestic beer Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. for one low price. Get all the latest promotions, entertainment, and dining specials at Muckleshoot Casino. Casino.com, then plan a March Madness escape at Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn, the biggest and best in the Northwest.
The new mattress models are on their way, so Mattress Discounters is making room with a Serta and Posturepedic closeout sale. Get 50% off clearance mattress sets and save up to $400 on closeout sets from Serta Perfect Sleeper and Sealy Posturepedic. Of course, you always get free delivery and Mattress Discounters' lowest price or its free guarantee. Just look for the red tag and save during Mattress Discounters' Serta and Posturepedic closeout sale.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
No matter where Shannon is, she always picks the slowest line. But because AT&T offers the nation's largest 4G network, she doesn't have to wait while she's waiting. She can stream her favorite shows and download music almost instantly, while the lady in front of her at the grocery store searches for exact change. And if the man in front of her at the airport keeps setting off the metal detector because he has too many fillings, she can use ultra-fast AT&T 4G to play games, chat, and even search the web for advice on how to pick faster lines.
AT&T, rethink possible. AT&T offers the nation's largest 4G network, so you don't have to wait while you're waiting.
Connect any tablet with AT&T, like the Samsung Galaxy Tab 2, and save $100. Visit a store or att.com for details.
4G speeds not available everywhere. Pricing effective 2/15/13 requires new two-year agreement with qualified data or mobile share plan. $100 off non-commitment price of new tablet or $100 bill credit if activating own tablet, subject to change at any time. Additional charges and restrictions apply.
Want to hear something that pairs perfectly with red wines and white wines? Rosés and bubblies. The word, sale. And right now at Safeway, it's a big one. With your club card, you can save 30% on all Washington wines. Plus, get an extra 10% off when you buy six bottles or more. With savings that big, mix and match your favorites. Wine sale. Ah, that has a lovely finish to it, doesn't it? Save 30% on Washington wines at Safeway. Ingredients for life. 10% offer valid on 750 milliliter or larger bottles. March means spring. And at Safeway, March also means a whole month of deals on frozen favorites. Use your club card in the frozen food department all month long for the big event. Like this week, get delicious DiGiorno pizzas, 2 for just $10, selected varieties. And load up on other popular brands like Eggo waffles and Green Giant vegetables. Just look for the specially marked tags in the frozen food aisles and save. Celebrate spring all month long with cool savings on frozen favorites. At Safeway, ingredients for life.
Want to know more about your old jewelry, gold, or coins? Go to westseattlecoins.com.
Precious Rose, you color our world till insects and disease turn it upside down. So we've created Bayer Advanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care. It's the no-spray formula that works three ways, controlling bugs and disease as it feeds for brighter, more vibrant flowers. So count your blessings and stop to smell the scientific advances. Available in easy-to-use liquid and granules. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
There are roses, and then there are, wow, those are parade-quality roses. So how do you get roses that really get people talking? Use Bayer Advanced Rose and Flower Care products. They help prevent disease and insects, while some even fertilize, which make your roses bigger and stronger. So you can have roses, or you can have your yard looks like something out of a magazine kind of roses, with Bayer Advanced Rose and Flower Care products. Because to us, a rose is more than just a rose. Learn more at BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
This jacket can take almost anything. Try it on.
Okay, let's see.
How's that jacket, sir? Sir?
Nice. Real nice.
If it's in your nature to love the great outdoors, get ready. Cabela's Spring Great Outdoor Days is here. It's our biggest sale and event of the season with huge discounts on the latest gear from all your favorite brands. Plus, check out our Saturday 8 a.m. doorbusters and free seminars. Cabela's Spring Great Outdoor Days, in-store or online at Cabela's.com.
You're in your car, and that annoying check engine light comes on. You're tempted to call its bluff, tape over it, and wait it out. But you know there's a better way. AutoZone. They'll help you find what the problem is for free. They sell tape there, too, but you won't be needing it.
Put your tax refund to work and let AutoZone help you with your check engine light. We'll read your trouble code for free and help you get it fixed. Or we can recommend a professional mechanic with our shop referral program. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
21 and Over is a movie about friendship. 21 and Over is a movie about taking risks, pursuing your dreams, and standing up for what you truly believe in. 21 and Over is a movie about shoving your ID in a doorman's face and drinking till you black out. It's finally here. 21 and Over hits theaters today.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, hello. We are working with a stalled semi, I-5 northbound. The ramp to eastbound I-90 is partially blocked with a detached semi right there. Looks like traffic getting by on the shoulder, so it's a little bit slow. It's backing up traffic out to the middle of the Boeing Field. Northbound 405 through the S-curve is a little crowded. Southbound I-5 picking up near 44th and Linwood, kind of the typical slow spot. You'll see crowding into Shoreline. Ever to Seattle, 43 minutes.
This traffic report is brought to you by Curel.
This winter, trust your dry, chapped skin to dermatologist-recommended Curel Ultra Healing Lotion. It repairs and renews dry skin 2 times better than the leading advanced lotion to instantly relieve and, over time, help prevent dry skin from coming back. See the cure in Curel.